Now.
Okay, I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council via conference call. And note that we have a quorum of council members here present. We also have our city attorney, our city administrator and deputy, and our deputy city clerk is with us. And we are honored tonight to have a special guest. Charlotte Nash is here, our County Commission chairperson, and we are grateful to have her with us. I'm not aware of any other members of the public, but the meeting tonight is being held by public conference call due to COVID-19 virus social distancing requirements. The council members and I are participating in the call with video capabilities in case anyone wonders how I am interpreting their voting tonight. In order to ensure that members of the public have access to this meeting, a notice was placed in the Gwinnett Daily Post at the front door of City Hall, and a link was placed on the city website regarding the meeting. All of those included instructions for dialing into the meeting via telephone. Do I hear any motions regarding the agenda as it has been presented to you?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as submitted.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I second it.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The consent agenda tonight, we have the following items, four of them: the minutes of September 29th, 2020 council meeting, the financial reports from August 2020 unaudited, the proposal to declare items as surplus, and our Public Works Corners Outreach Incorporated contract for landscaping services. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Okay, Rebecca moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. All right, under old business, we have the consideration of an amendment to Chapter 26, Article 3, Noise Control, which we have been discussing both among our council members and with community members who had an interest in that. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
I'd like to make a motion to place O-20-236, an ordinance to amend Chapter 26, Article 3, Noise Ordinance, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on second read.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Scott moves and Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, thank you. That's unanimous. Under new business tonight, we have the proposed budget for 2021. Tom, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes, O-20-237 is the proposed budget for 2021. The measure as presented anticipates no increase in the real property tax millage rate for 2021 over the rollback rate for 2020. The measure is presented for first read consideration.
Okay, do I hear a motion regarding that?
Madam Mayor, I move to place 0-20-237, an ordinance to establish the budget for the year 2021, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on first read, and to schedule a public hearing on the matter for Thursday, November 19th at 8 p.m.
Okay, do I hear a second to Rodney's motion?
I second that motion.
Okay, Rodney moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay, thank you, that's unanimous. The last item on our agenda is a resolution that I have proposed, and I'd like to read it into the record. Whereas Charlotte Nash, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners of Gwinnett County, will retire at the end of 2020 after 36 years of serving the citizens of Gwinnett County with outstanding and meritorious service. And whereas Charlotte Nash has served the county as Chairman of the Board of Commissioners, County Administrator, Director of Financial Services, Budget Director and Grants Manager, as well as in numerous other capacities throughout the county and state. And whereas Charlotte Nash stepped forward into the leadership of Gwinnett County as County Commission Chairman at a time of great uncertainty and difficulty, and by her exemplary integrity and hard work, served as a beacon to our county and state. And whereas Charlotte Nash has led the Association of County Commissioners of Georgia as its president and has been unfailingly responsive and supportive throughout her years in office to the needs of the city of Berkeley Lake. And whereas in recognition of her excellent skills, professionalism, and commitment to Gwinnett County as a true servant leader, the mayor, city council, staff and citizens of Berkeley Lake are all truly grateful for her service. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City of Berkeley Lake does hereby extend its deep appreciation for the extraordinary service of Charlotte Nash to our city, county, and state. The city further congratulates her on her well-earned retirement and our best wishes for continued success, happiness, and good health in the years to come. This, the 15th day of October, 2020. That is the proposed resolution. Do I hear a motion regarding that?
I make a motion to accept the resolution.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Scott moves and Rebecca seconds. Do I hear any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Yes.
Y'all turn the tables on me because I'm here to speak in your public comment section about my appreciation for the city of Berkeley Lake. But thank you very much. And I'll have a few other things to say when we get to the public comment section.
Okay. That's coming up next.
Yes.
Okay. Did we vote? I think we did. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, then we are down to public comments. Charlotte, what would you like to say to us?
Well, there's a letter that's coming to you in the mail. Since y'all are not having, since you're only meeting virtually, I didn't deliver it in person like I have with a few of the cities. I'm on my farewell tour, essentially. I'm trying to make it to a council meeting for each of the cities in Gwinnett to say how much I appreciate the way we have figured out how to work together, the cooperation that there's been. You know, City of Berkeley Lake leadership has played a role in that. I will be forever grateful that the cities came back to the negotiating table when I was first elected and we got SDS straightened out then. And thank goodness it was not much of a problem this last time. That doesn't happen without both sides deciding to look for what's going to be in the best interest of the entire community. And I very much appreciate the fact that Berkeley Lake's been willing to do that. And I'm going to not say a lot more because I'm getting emotional, but I know y'all got such a bright future ahead. Berkeley Lake provides such a wonderful environment for its residents. And listening to y'all's work session, it's evident how very much each of you care about the community. That's the kind of leadership it takes to make good things happen. You know, I'm stepping away from having a formal role, but you can bet I'll be on the sidelines cheering and watching the good things that are going to happen in Berkeley Lake and Gwinnett County. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It really was a dark time when you came in, and we are grateful. Okay. I know of no other business and no other people to comment, so I would solicit a motion for adjournment.
Madam Mayor.
Go ahead.
May I have just the opportunity to speak for 60 seconds?
Certainly. Speak as long as you. I should say, Charlotte, that when I wrote a little bit of a draft for this resolution. I ran it by Dick, and he and Jennifer helped me with it and made it pretty too. So
well, I'm just grateful that Dick didn't insert some of the stories about the early days when he and I worked together.
Well, and let me just say to the mayor and council and to you, Charlotte, and I could get a little emotional too if I went on very long, so I won't. But I will say this, that I have represented, in fact, we said that Charlotte had 36 years of serving the citizens of Gwinnett County. I started working with Charlotte Nash 35 years ago and have worked with her continuously. And let me just say, this is the finest public servant in the state of Georgia, from both a state perspective, a county perspective, a local government perspective. And a lot of us, and me included, have seen them come and go. This is the Mercedes-Benz of public officials. I've never known anyone whose heart was so unselfish and so only focused upon what was right for the community and the public. And Charlotte, you're absolutely wonderful. We wish you so much success in retirement. And I appreciate the mayor allowing me to comment, because you know how much you mean to me personally. And I'll look forward to seeing you out there in the audiences.
Well, we're gonna plan some kind of gathering too, Dick. When y'all decide it's safe to get together.
Well, I don't know about that. But.
That would be something to look forward to for sure. Anybody else have a comment? Doesn't have to be the public. It can be one of us. Okay, then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Rebecca moves, Rodney seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you all for being with us tonight, especially you, Charlotte. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for that wonderful proclamation as well, our resolution, and thanks for letting me visit with y'all tonight.
Sure. All righty.